The following is paid for by Veteran Rescue Mission. The host is solely responsible for its content. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Welcome to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain, here with the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, a former Tucson Unified School District educator, the author of the book that this very show is named after, Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success, which we have to get back to one of these days.
Definitely.
And then also still the newest talk radio show host in the fair city of Tucson. Yes. Her name, the myth, the woman, the legend, Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yay!
Dr. J in the house.
The audience. Yay!
Yeah, we're excited. We can hear it from outside. Right. We got the local businesses around the studio are cheering.
Yeah, they can't help themselves. They
can't help.
but
we are back at it again, and we have another awesome show ready for us today. I guess we'll catch up on all the awesome stuff Tucson International Academy has been up to.
Sure.
As well as we got a guest in studio with us today, a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend through Junior Achievement, that is just one of the many amazing people in the community that is helping making our children better.
Yeah, definitely. I can't wait to talk more to her because, of course, we're already figuring all the ways we can connect and how we can work together to make it even better for the kids.
Absolutely. So I guess let's use this first little segment, if you will. Let's update people on what Tucson International Academy has been doing. And I know you had, I think we talked about the J event last show, but we didn't talk about the Chinese New Year, and I think you had another event that that you've been working on.
All right, yeah. Well, Chinese New Year is a biggie. It's we're called Tucson International Academy, and so the international part, people say, "Well, you're not international. Why do you have that name?" And we have to say, "Well, it's because we enjoy the idea of learning about other people, other languages, other values, other cultures. We love to travel. That's a big part of it, and also we appreciate where we're from. So it's kind of like the whole world is awesome, and we embrace it all. And so one way you can do that is through language. And because we live so close to Mexico, Spanish is the obvious language that we definitely promote in our schools. And we have 88% of Hispanics in our school. So, and the other 12% are just other backgrounds. But that's pretty strong Hispanic community in our schools. And really not everyone speaks Spanish. So just because they may have a Hispanic heritage, that may or may not be their language. So it's kind of an interesting thing. But because you're from that, it's fun to learn a little bit of that language or to master it. And so we provide opportunities for both of those goals at our school. Kinder through 12th grade gets a formal Spanish class twice a week. And the high school, of course, three or four times a week, depending on the amount of time each class is. And we do the same with Mandarin Chinese. Now, Mandarin Chinese, why did we pick that one? Because that's not next door, like Mexico. Okay, so why did we pick Mandarin Chinese? Is because if you know Spanish, English, and Mandarin Chinese, you could communicate with 75% of the world. That's pretty wild. That's a pretty big number. So those are the kind of the top three big languages that most people speak in whatever area of the world you're in. And so it's kind of exciting. And plus, Chinese is so different. It's nothing like English or Spanish. So the tones, the characters, the cultural aspects of it are all something that the kids get to do. And so Chinese New Year is just a way to showcase speaking, singing, rapping, dancing to Mandarin Chinese songs and poems and things like that. And so that's what we do every year. I have four schools. So Tucson International Academy has four different locations and each school performs. So that's about a 2-hour event. This year it went 2.5 hours because we just got excited and everyone wanted to do more than one. And it was just a very big, big time together.
And I'm sure just like, especially with COVID and everything going on, everybody was just excited to be out back together, kind of something to do, you know.
Yep. Right?
This is kind of definitely with schools, you imagine like these recitals and talent shows and things like that. That's a pillar of, you know, why parents enjoy, you know, their kids going to school. That's, you know, that's what
the
payoff for all the times they have to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning to drop them to school. So,
I remember when my daughter first discovered that knowing Mandarin Chinese was something special. Mm. And it's because she was feeling a little inept at a family event because my cousin's kids are, you know, very good at like presenting because they have asked them to present lots of times. They have four kids, so that's family entertainment sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we were cousins. We used to put on performances. Mm-hmm. So we were back in Indiana visiting my relatives, and she was seeing them play the piano, play the violin, and they were doing things. And she was like, I don't have anything. And I go, just do one of your poems in Mandarin. She goes, oh. I go, no, do it. So she did, and they were like, oh my gosh, you speak Mandarin Chinese, you know. And then she was like, wow, I guess it is a special thing. So sometimes we don't even know what's unique or special about us, but any student who's gone to Tucson International Academy at any age can recite something, and they can do basic introductions in Chinese correctly and properly. And that's quite a skill. I mean, it is not something to just blow off or just say, oh yeah, that's, you know, the Chinese thing. No, it's a culture, it's a people, and it's a powerhouse in our world, and it's great to have some knowledge of that. So that's a big part of it. And
for sure, I could see that. Just another side note is when I was a kid, I used to play this game called Mike Tyson Punch Out, and he played it, and you fight against a character that's from Japan when you play that. And I learned a phrase in Japanese from that character every time you fought him. So I've said that phrase over and over again in my life. And every time I say that phrase, people are like, oh, you know Japanese? And I'm like, no, I don't know Japanese.
I know that phrase.
Yeah, I know that phrase, though. But yeah, I can definitely see that where, you know, if you know three or four phrases in another language, people start thinking you're from a different planet and you got superpowers. So yeah, it's super cool.
Unless you live in Europe, that's where it's normal. Yeah. 3 to 6 languages, you know? You know what? I love it that our kids are embracing it, and that they, you know, they're naturally bilingual to some level just because we're close to Mexico. So somebody's family is doing something in Spanish and they're either understanding it or learning it or speaking it or totally fluent. So it's some level, but very few are unexposed. So that's kind of neat. And then the Chinese, that's just a whole nother leap of faith. I mean, you have to learn it, you have to focus, you have to concentrate, but she does it in a fun way. And everyone wants to participate, kindergarten all the way to 12th grade. 12th graders dancing, singing on stage, reciting poems. I mean, without hindrance, totally confident because they know they can do it. They know that they are able and that they do it well. And so, my hat's off to our Chinese teacher again, Miss Soon. She is amazing, and she has a rapport with the kids, and it's she's kind of the famous one at TIA.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I can't wait to meet her.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
Our next big event we have coming up is going to be in, the second Thursday in April is our career fair.
Nice.
So we're going to have a career fair, and this is pretty huge. This is put on Vaughn Croft, who's definitely a leader in the community, pulls together, I think we have 30 or 28 businessmen and women, and they come and they each have a table, and it's just for Tucson International Academy students only, and it's for our high school. And when they come, they sit at the table and they learn, they ask questions, and they learn about that business. And they ask questions like, you know, what kind of education do I need to do this? How much money do you make? Do you get vacations? Do you get any perks? Do you do anything online? You know, they ask all the right questions that they can think, you know, gosh, would this be something I'm interested in? And they also are making relationships. So it's a powerful, powerful thing.
That's awesome. Well, cool. Well, we will hear about all that and more after this break. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with the very Dr. Jennifer Herrera. We'll be right back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good radio show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock. to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
Everybody, welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain, here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yay!
Known as Dr. J.
Making College Come True.
Yeah, absolutely. Making College Come True. Also, there's another Dr. J that made basketball come true, but this Dr. J can make basketball come true, too.
Absolutely.
I want to see your three-pointer. I'm bet fierce. I know you have one.
I do have one. Yeah.
I know.
It's about, I don't know, 50% though.
Yeah, that's good. It's a 50% three-point shot. That you'll take that every day. Shaq would have taken a 50% free throw. Yeah, you would take a 50% three-pointer.
There you go.
But yeah, so we have an awesome lady here in studio with us. Her name is Gail Petrilli.
Petrillo.
I'm a name butcherer, let me warn you. Yeah, nice. Yeah. But I usually preface with the name butchering, but yeah, it's definitely great having her here, and her organization and what she does are very fitting, because this lady leaves a very good first impression.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
That's true.
Absolutely.
That's really true.
And she's here with First Impressions Image Consulting. Gail, if you will, tell us a little bit about First Impressions Image Consulting. What do you guys do?
Yeah, so thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here, and thank you both so much for the invite. So First Impressions Image Consulting was born about 5 years ago. We're celebrating our fifth anniversary,
nice.
Actually, this month. So my thank you.
You guys get to go to kindergarten now.
Yeah. That's right.
So my background is 30-plus years in healthcare leadership. I've run big medical practices, large hospital departments. I did clinical research trials for over 10 years nationally. And roughly 5 or 6 years ago, when my last job let 20 of us go unexpectedly, I thought, you know, I'm really done with corporate. Mm. And so my very smart husband of 42 years said, why don't you put a shingle out and do HR consulting? Because a lot of my background was in the field of human resources. Mm. And I do what I tell my clients to do as a coach, which is make a list of the pros and cons. And the cons were way longer than the pros. A lot of it because of liability, right? When you're talking employee relations and salary and benefits and all of that is very litigious. And so I decided what's most important and what comes up every single day for most of us, and that is how important a person's first impression is. Mm. We only get one opportunity to make a first impression, and that impression lasts. And it either makes or breaks friendships, all kinds of relationships, business, and social. Mm. And so what I did when I looked at my pro list, I decided I really have mentored people my entire career, and that meant helping them with resumes, building their confidence so they could land their ideal job. I do negotiation strategies, because you don't almost ever want to accept the first job offer salary that you're offered. Networking skills, because that's so imperative. You never know where your next employer is going to come from, so networking skills are really crucial. Mm. And then wardrobe analysis and closet transitions, because what is it that people see? It's our body, our face, but it's also what we wear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it's important to know who your audience, so you know what to wear. And that goes to your comfortability, because when we're comfortable, we are self-confident.
That's right.
Nice.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit on the Common Good yes. radio show right before this one, and you mentioned something that did really relate to me, having the schools and what we would say to the young people getting ready to graduate from high school, and actually even little kids. I mean, to learn please, thank you, and mm-hmm. some manners goes a long way in society.
Yeah.
So what would you say about that? I mean, I think we talked about many things, but just in retrospect, what do you think is one of the best important things for making that first impression for a high schooler?
Well, I think you hit part of it on the head when you said manners, right? I mm-hmm. teach etiquette and social skills, and I teach it a lot to Girl Scouts and mm-hmm. Boy Scouts and 4-H kids and so on, because unfortunately, in today's world, many of us don't sit at the dinner table as a family, and so we don't get the please pass me the salt, mm-hmm. put your napkin on your lap. Those very basic things that I know I was taught as a kid.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But then as you become an adult and you go to these formals like the Angel Charity Dinner or the Junior Achievement events, you wind up perhaps at a table of 8, 10, or 12 people, and you may know one or two, or you may not know anybody. How do you broach that, right? It's intimidating.
Miss.
And how do you pass the bread that's in the middle of the table? Me, I'm short. I'm 4'10". My arms don't reach to the middle of the table. So I need to ask somebody like you to please reach and pass the bread. And there's an actual etiquette to that.
Mm, and I did not know that.
Yeah. And so those manners are huge. Manners were officially taught way back when because of the need to be clean. Mm-hmm. And of course, going through COVID, all of that has come back again. Mm. But it's so much more than that. It's right. It's how you communicate, whether it's peer to peer or peer to teacher or peer to boss or subordinate. I mean, it's all of those different things. And so, yeah, knowing your manners, please, and thank you. And how do you hold a chair for someone? And many times guys will hold a chair for women who's like, hey, I'm real independent. You don't need to hold my chair. You don't need to open the door for me. There's a very nice, polite way of saying thank you, but no thank you. And what is that? Mm-hmm. So that you're not offending someone, you're not hurting their feelings, and you're being respectful, and you're being empathetic. Mm-hmm. And all of that comes to play every time you open your mouth.
That is for sure. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, on TV, on regular media, they just idolize people doing the opposite. Yelling, saying the F word, you know, getting offended for nothing in particular, or just totally lying, and that's acceptable or even desirable because it's funny. I don't know that it's so funny.
I don't think it's so funny either, because where are you going to go to work or really even into school and drop that 4-letter F-bomb, and somebody's not going to be like, whoa, right? That's inappropriate here.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to teach kids early on that that is not the appropriate way to communicate. And when you talk about the role models, right, that our kids are watching, even adults, it's not just the communication, it's the appearance of what they're wearing. They have boobs and butts hanging out.
Yep.
They, you know, the jewelry is over the top, and everything is, I need to have what they have in order to be someone, in order to have self-confidence. And we need to teach kids in particular that you don't need to do that.
No,
you are who you are. We are each unique. And there's something special about every single one of us. We have to develop that, and we have to help them develop that.
For sure. It's something that does need some coaching. And I think, you know, maybe all along it did, but many times your parents did that. I mean, my parents did that. And if I didn't learn, guess what? There was a consequence when we got home. You know, and so, I mean, some of us had that kind of upbringing. But I think today it's less and less that, because like you said, there's not the sit down dinner where that's where the rules were usually enforced the most. We couldn't yell at our brothers and sisters. We couldn't, you know, there was no cursing, definitely never, ever. unless it was my parents. But you know,
yeah, right.
That's how you get quote unquote murdered.
You got a lot of penalty.
Yeah, badness.
Yeah, that's right. Badness.
Right.
That's right. And so I think too, like we were saying, there's so many people that will go to dinner, but they're like texting each other, mm-hmm. and are right across the table from each other. What?
Right.
It doesn't make sense. But that's why we need someone like you. So I love it that you have this and that you're out there serving people in this way.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we'll talk about all the amazing services that she does. And apparently she wrote a book as well we'll talk about.
Yes.
So we'll be back with all that and more with the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John here with Dr.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yay.
Also known as Dr. J around the halls of Tucson International Academy.
Yes.
If you have a student between the ages of K through 12, I believe that's about 4.5, 5 years old to about, let's say, 18 to 19 years old, and you're looking to make college come true in their life, go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. They have 4 different campuses around the city of Tucson. I like to think of them, and I will not stop saying this, as a private school experience for the price of on the house.
I love it. That's right.
Check it out.
I think it's true, and I think it's real important that parents remember that you do have a choice in the school you send your child to. And if you have, say you have 3 kids, there may be a school that works for 2 of them, but that third child just needs something different. It's not working at the other school. Instead of having them suffer, go out there and see what's available.
Yeah.
In charter schools, they ask us to have a niche so that we would do something slightly different than anyone would get in the regular school.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, it's a number of things. At Tucson International Academy, we have the 2 foreign language programs, which every child gets both languages twice or more a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's Spanish and Mandarin Chinese. And we have all these events, and we dance folklorico, and we do international trips every year that isn't a COVID year. And we do have other opportunities as well, like career fair and coming
and
on this radio show.
You can't forget the biggest one, 100% acceptance rate into college for your students.
Yes. Yeah. If you want your child to go to college and you're not sure about the paperwork and you're not sure about their academics, we have a stellar record of 100% for 14 years.
Mm.
So we're happy. For us, it's fairly easy if you know what is needed. And then you put a student on that track and it just happens. I mean, it can be someone who made bad grades when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
But once they learn how to focus and to study, anyone can achieve it. And so we've had people from every background get into college.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of making college come true, in the book, Making College Come True, you had some tips you wanted to go over with us.
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, I believe it's in the first chapter.
Yes.
And it is a list. It's a checklist. So in the book that I have, this book right here, it's We have three checklists, and one of the checklists that we're going to talk right now is top 10 ways to get accepted to college, even if you have a low GPA.
Okay.
Which is perfect because nice. People think, oh, I'm not smart enough to go to college.
Yeah, no excuses.
No, there isn't. And you know what?
I've learned that. No
excuses.
There's
a lot of people that maybe don't get a 4.0 in college, but they come out so well-rounded. And that's something that Gail, our guest here, said earlier, is that it's real important that you're well-rounded. And at college, you can get experiences you're not going to have anywhere else. And so I highly value it. But some ways to get into college are, look at leadership opportunities. Colleges have money and scholarships for future leaders. So in some cases, some campuses, if you are voted to be the student representative or a student council person, you can get a partial or a full scholarship. Mm. Teamwork, being on a team, any of the sports people, there's different levels of scholarship that they get, but there's money involved. And again, that alleviates the extra burden of the cost of college when you can play on a team. Mm-hmm. People say, yeah, but it's so hard to make the team. You know what the coaches are really looking for? A kid who will actually show up to practice on time, who will follow directions and work hard the whole time, and also excel by taking care of their body, not just mm-hmm. trashing it with no sleep and wrong foods and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They're looking for kids who have good health and who can maintain that through college while passing their classes. Mm-hmm. So that's what they're really looking for. And if you do take care of your body, guess what? Your sports performance will be much better. You know, junk food junkie, it'll sustain them for a while they're at some level, but it will break down at some point. And so it's never good. So sports are a huge way. Be a club leader. Start a club in high school. When you get to college, there's tons of clubs. There's all kinds. I know my daughter was part of the Hawaiian club. I go, the Hawaiian club? What are you doing in the Hawaiian club? She goes, I don't know. We talk about going on vacation to Hawaii.
And that sounds like a very fun club.
Yeah, it's my kind of club, you know?
Yeah, I talk about going vacation to Hawaii at least once a month. So, yeah,
I know. That's one of our goals, right?
I just came back.
Oh, you're nice. Lucky.
I've
that's
been back
right.
2 days. Yeah, yeah, yes. Still jet lagged.
So you're part of the club. Nice.
She is. But it's a great place to go, and you can even experience parts of it through a club. You know, that's fun. Teacher assistant. If you are an assistant teacher in high school, which there are many opportunities for that, I believe, at every high school, you can be an assistant teacher in college and have your tuition waived. That's huge. And that you just help. And sometimes if you're good, they end up letting you teach the class. So it's a real opportunity. The class size sometimes in colleges, especially freshman classes, can be up to 600 people. Mm. I remember my first college class I went to, and it was in an auditorium, and it was full. So I bet it was at least 500.
Yeah, I'm in a 500-person economics class right now. And yeah, it was intimidating at first. But after a while, you just get used to it.
Yeah.
Just another class.
Yeah, and you learn how to survive, right? Mm-hmm. But just to speed up a little, I can say teacher's assistant. There's also like girl state or boy state where you learn to be part of the government. Mm. And that's something that's available to every high school for juniors. So a junior girl and a junior boy from every high school could be going to girl state or boy state. Mm. And it's a great experience. I had that experience, you know, just like, 40 years ago. But and when I went, I learned so much and I became the mayor. So there you go.
Nice.
And they,
Mrs. Mayor.
Yes, it was fun. We also, any philanthropy that you could be a part of, that you can raise money, every organization's looking for that. And we all want to be in service to others. Mm-hmm. And so if you have done something in high school to raise money for the sports team or for an international trip or for the business club at our school, those are the three fundraisers we have. Mm-hmm. That goes a long way when you're getting a resume. That's something you put on a high school resume. I helped raise $3,500 for the international trip. Mm-hmm. So that's a good one. Community volunteer, just community volunteer, there it is. I mean, just help with picking up trash, with working in a garden, you know, whatever, housing projects. There's so many ways to help, and that's an easy connect. Religious groups, anything that you do, because those are often philanthropic, and it's also teaching you character and a set of values. So whatever your family's values and beliefs are, there's usually a youth version of that, and we recommend that you get involved. Cultural outreach to refugees, ethnic celebrations, dance groups, groups, cultural centers. All of those are excellent experiences to have in high school that will take you far in college. Mm. So the more well-rounded you can be with your experiences, the better. And of course, let's not forget the arts, doing drama, playing in the band, being an artist. They have art shows nearly every high school does. Mm-hmm. Woodworking, all kinds of performances and opportunities. So be involved. In high school, be involved, because when you go to college, they want people who are going to be about more than just the academics. Okay, mm-hmm. The academics will come, and the academics have to be there. But it's much more than that. Yeah. So that's what I have to say about activity.
Nice. Wow, that was a lot.
Like I took it all.
I love it.
Yeah. Oh, well.
We'll talk with Gail after this break. This is the Common Good Radio Show. No, it's not. This is the Making College Come True Radio Show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. And we'll speak with Gail, with First Impressions Image Consultant, right after this break.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Strap in. This is the Making College Come True Radio Show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain, here with the Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yay!
Dr. J in the house.
Yes,
so
sir.
We have Gail. I'm not even going to try to mess up your last name. You pronounce your last name.
Patrillo.
There we go. Yeah, I just have to hear it a couple times. Patrillo. Yeah. Here in studio with us. And we've spoke about everything around First Impressions, image consulting, except for the book, The Accident.
Yeah.
So explain The Accident to us, what that's all about, and how that all ties in.
Well, yes, thank you. So The Accident was actually an accident.
Pun intended?
No pun intended. So I'm a burn survivor. I was burned as a toddler at 2.5.
Mm. Wow.
When I was with my mom at an adult women's tea party and climbing up onto the very high picnic table, I reached for a piece of candy and toppled over a fresh percolator full of coffee off the table and all over me. And so 40% of my body was burned, over third degree burns. I was in the hospital for months. My parents didn't know if I would live or die. Mm. I have a sibling because they were like, our baby may not survive. We need another one.
Mm.
And so I just grew up with my scars and lack of self-confidence and body image issues and fears and phobias galore. And I was bullied and all the things you sort of hear about these days. But honestly, I was just 68 this week.
And happy birthday.
Don't look
over 50. That's while I was in Hawaii.
Nice.
Annual birthday celebration. But I never told anybody my story about the accident until a year and a half ago. Hmm. No one knew.
Hmm.
Other than like my parents and my sister and my aunt who lived with us at the time, even my family members didn't know, let alone close friends, work colleagues. Nobody knew. And so, to make a long story short, when I launched First Impressions, I did so with a fashion show to benefit Beads of Courage. You right. talk a lot about giving back.
Yes.
I give back to the Arizona Burn Foundation, Beads of Courage, Junior Achievement, and so on. Mm-hmm. And so, when I was backstage the second year of the fashion show with Jean, I live vicariously through her because her company is international. And I always say, where have you been? Australia, China, Japan, whatever. And she said, interesting, this past week I spent 3 days with burn survivor kids and their families in Phoenix. Wow. And I went to say something and the MC called me to the podium, and I went up to the podium and I always have my script in hand and I sat it on the podium. And I looked out to the audience of 200, mostly women. I probably knew 185 of them.
Wow.
And I started to cry.
Yeah.
I had no, like, my composure
came from
just
nowhere.
Went.
Yeah.
Came from nowhere. And I said, oh, you know, I'm wiping my eyes. And I said, I'm so sorry, everybody. But Jean was just telling me she spent time with the burn kids. And I wish my family and I had that kind of support when I was a toddler.
Yes.
You could hear a pin drop. There was no mixing of silverware, no cups touching saucers, like dead silence. And I just went on with the show.
Yeah.
And afterwards, many, many people came up to me and were like, how come you didn't tell me? People were offended because I didn't share. Other people were like, oh my gosh, you know,
yeah,
what it was
not evident.
And a gal who a number of people in town know, Kathy Bell, came up to me and she said, you have a story to tell, please share. And I said, no, but I hear about your story and I'd like you to share. So we went to many coffees and then we graduated to lots of wine. I'm not an alcoholic, but we had lots of wine. And she said, you need to share your story with people in a book. And thus the accident was born. It was published literally 1 year ago on March 1st on my birthday.
Oh my gosh. That's great.
And it's in English and in Spanish. And it's in Spanish because I was told by the Burn Foundation, the Hispanic community does not have a lot of support as far as burns. And so it's in Spanish, it's in paperback, in ebook, and it's on Audible.
Awesome. That is super.
Yeah, I had a Spanish gal from Phoenix translated in Spanish on Audible, and I have an English gal here who is a she actually translated the book from English into Spanish. And
nice.
So yeah.
That is super. Yeah, wow, super I did not cool. know that either. But yeah, when it gets personal like that, you do have little emotional moments. And I think it just speaks to the validity of how really life-changing it can be, even if it happens when you're 2.5 years old.
Right.
It does kind of stay with, you know, like you were saying, there are things that just went with that, that it affected your confidence and all of that. But that, again, we're each unique. And we all count, and finding a way to present yourself in the best light possible, no matter what, is apparently what you have done. Because I certainly I can attest to that. I
Thank
know John
you.
Too.
So, I appreciate yes. that. So for me, it's time to give back, and I give back, as I said, through several nonprofit organizations. But I'm also giving back because I'm telling my story in the hopes that it encourages and inspires not just burn survivors. Physical burn survivors, but we've all been burned. I don't know of anyone in your audience that could say they've never been burned physically and or emotionally, whether it's sipping a hot cup of coffee that you just got from Starbucks or something someone said that was mean to you along the lines of bullying or just something that someone was heartless and didn't think about what they said when they opened their mouth to you. And so this book really, it started out as a children's book, and I realized I've never written a book and I didn't know how to write for children. And so it's really for 8 and up. We all know an 8-year-old can be mature or not. A 13-year-old can be mature or not. And a 27-year-old can be mature or not. And
right.
so it really is a book for the ages. And so there's something in there for everyone. Everyone takes a nugget away from that book and can relate to it. And now that I'm on this speaking tour, I'm just astounded by how people share this book has touched them and shaped them and gotten them to be able to tell their story. Because what I'm learning, I'm healing as I share my story, and others will heal as they share their story. And to me, that's what it's all about. When you're a burn survivor, you believe, you isolate, and you believe that you're alone. No one has ever suffered the kinds of things you have. And while every burn is different, We all struggle with the same things, so we are not alone. And we need to communicate to that to people. Whether it's people that just have lack of self-confidence because of how they're brought up or whatever, or if it's someone struggling with a burn of some sort or another, you're not alone. You know, many people have been bullied. Many people have body image issues.
Mm-hmm.
Most people struggle at some point in their life with self-confidence issues and lack of. So you're not alone. Share, talk to someone that you trust, and hopefully the book will help someone.
I know it will, and it already has.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, you know, in life we have many experiences, and some are great and some are more difficult, but all of them can be used to help you learn from them. And I see a quote that you have here on the information card that you gave us that the accident is a beautiful example of how to find healing through telling our stories, even the painful ones. So isn't that the truth? You know, the things that you remember the most, sometimes they're the ones that hurt the most, but you came out of it and you're so thankful and celebratory that you came out of it, that you you just benefit from it because you are reminded that we are resilient, and sometimes we have to dig deep to find it, but we can. And to overcome something is an inspiration to everyone.
And the thing that interests me, particularly you said you kind of produced this within the past year and a half. Also within the past year and a half, actually your 5-year anniversary with Five First Impressions, how has kind of all this kind of culminated and what you're teaching, how you're teaching, the lessons that you're able to embark on the people that you're working with?
I think it all comes from the same place. It comes deep from within me, because I have this deep belief that we all feel we're lacking in some way. We don't necessarily all have support systems. So it's up to us to support each other. Mm-hmm. And I think First Impressions does that at some level, whether it's with resumes or helping build self-confidence in what you wear and how you speak and your body language and all of that. And other communications, or whether it's from the book, because I'm sharing a very personal story, stories that were never told before, stories of growing up and not changing in the locker room with other girls, growing up, and to this day, I won't light a match, growing up fearful of sparklers, fearful of snakes, and how I overcame those fears and phobias, and sharing with my audience that we all have the capability of overcoming whatever obstacles are put in our way. They're all different. We all struggle differently, but we all have that power within us that we need to harness. And many times we're not able to harness it ourselves. We need other people to pull it out from us and to help us realize we have something important to share, and then how to go about sharing that. Does that answer your question?
100%. Yeah, that absolutely was awesome. Yeah. And I think that that's such a great life lesson, you know, that in life things happen, but don't fear. Don't have fear about it. As things happen, sometimes it can be end up being a gift. And learning the hard way, you know, if you don't have to, don't do it. But sometimes you do have to go through the fire. And that's can be literal or otherwise. So, yeah, I really appreciate the message behind your book. And also, I remember you saying in the book, you talk about how you can confront some of your own phobias and fears.
Right. So share in the book, for instance, one of my biggest phobias was snakes. It's very irrational. And my fears and phobias were rational and irrational. But I sought help knowing I was moving to Tucson and I'd run across snakes. And so I used the things that that person taught me, how to breathe, how to think differently, fear of bridges, heights. I used some of those same things that I was taught to overcome my fear of snakes, to overcome other obstacles. And I share that word by word with my audience so that they can learn from that.
I love that. That is awesome.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Go to firstimpressions1.com if you want to get more information from Gail. Thank you so much for coming on Making College Come True, Kayla.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. What a pleasure. All right.
Yeah, this is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Dr. J. We'll catch you next week.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.